I read something the other day about how the industry and science in general has not come up with any really new novel drugs for patients out there. And I thought about our own little world of colon cancer and realized just how wrong that was. Not only have we got new chemotherapeutic drugs, we've got these so-called targeted agents, which are making a dramatic difference in patients' lives. And of course, one of those is drugs that block EGFR pathway. And there are really a host of medicines now that are targeting the EGFR pathway and successfully targeting it. And it raises all sorts of interesting questions about how best to do it, who's the right patient, when should we use these drugs, how do we manage the side effects. And as more and more of these medicines come onto the scene, we're recognizing that there's some class effects and that there are some differences between the drugs as well. So I do think we will see surfacing over the next couple of years really a much better understanding of how to block EGFR, when, and in whom. The whole world of antibodies that target EGFR, I think, have really led the way in terms of clinical activity. And in some ways, it's unfortunate all the black press that surrounded cetuximab and the like, because it's really a very useful drug. It's a drug that has significant anti-cancer activity in patients with refractory colon cancer. We now see significant clinical activity when it's used in earlier stage disease. There's now even an adjuvant trial incorporating cetuximab. Monoclonal antibodies have been very successful in the treatment of cancer, and ones that target epidermal growth factor receptor have likewise been successful. So EGFR blockade, the secret to this is, in fact, not just hitting one single receptor, but in fact hitting families of receptors. And the EGFR family has at least four members, and we know that these members can dance in different patterns. So-called homodimerization, where they're both dancing with the same kind, or heterodimerization, where they're dancing with different kinds. We know that we need to block both those kinds. And some of the early drugs that were developed really were very specific on, if you will, homodimerization. Well, Erbitux is actually a drug that will block heterodimers, and activity is seen in patients with EGFR expression even as a single agent. So here we have a monoclonal antibody that hits a target that blocks growth, that causes tumor regression even as a single agent, and is much more potent when given in combination with chemotherapy. So Erbitux was the first that made it on the scene.